We are emphasizing the fact that the Bible itself is a collection of evidence for God, and just one category for such evidence is found in ancient fulfilled prophecies. I had been a Christian for more than a decade before I heard Pastor Chuck Smith of Calvary Chapel in Costa Mesa, California, on his Word for Today radio broadcast discussing this amazing prophecy. And there really is no other explanation for this prophecy about Tyre other than God. Tyre was a major city built on two islands off the coast of Sidon. Its origins were ancient, even by biblical standards. In Isaiah 23:5, the prophet speaks of the report of Tyre, and in verse 7 he asks, "Is this your joyous city whose antiquity is of ancient days?" A city had to be very old to be considered ancient in the 8th century BC. We read of Tyre under Hiram, a friend of King David, in 2 Samuel 5, providing materials for Solomon's palace, and again in 1 Kings 5, where Hiram provides the materials for the building of the temple in Jerusalem under Solomon. It was under Hiram that the Twin Isles were then connected, according to Josephus in his Against Appian 1.17, by a causeway. Then we fast forward a few generations, and Tyre had grown to include a mainland city, with the Isles just about a half mile into the sea there off the coast. And Tyre's satanic religion had pit Tyre against God. In Psalm 83:7, Tyre is listed as one of the enemies of Israel and Judah. And by the year 887, Tyre was under the rule of Hiram's descendant, Ethbaal, and the wicked pagan idolatry of the people of Tyre produced Ethbaal's daughter, who married a king of Israel in a political marriage. The king was Ahab, his wife, Jezebel. So we get the picture. Tyre was wealthy, and it was wicked. For that reason, God prophesied the following in Ezekiel 26:3. "Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I am against thee, O Tyrus, and will cause many nations to come up against thee, as the sea causeth his waves to come up." And after this prophecy by Ezekiel in 588 B.C., Nebuchadnezzar would be the first to lead a nation to siege Tyre. And that happened in 586 B.C. And this went on for 13 years. And Ezekiel's prophecy in Ezekiel 26, verses 7 through 11, was fulfilled. Then the prophecy in Ezekiel changes in chapter 26 from references to Babylon and Nebuchadnezzar. And I count 9 times that Nebuchadnezzar is referred to with the pronouns he and his. But verse 7 changes to the references to other nations and refers to they. And sometime after the siege of Nebuchadnezzar came to an end, around 573 B.C., then verses 12 to 14 tell of future sieges. And verse 12 predicts that the Isles of Tyre would be destroyed when, quote, "They shall lay thy stones and thy timber and thy dust in the midst of the water." And that is exactly what happened. After being under Babylonian and Medo-Persian rule under Cyrus, a third nation laid siege to Tyre. The Greeks, led under Alexander the Great. Alexander fulfilled Ezekiel's prophecy around 332 B.C., which was nearly 250 years after the prophecy was given. It'd be like someone prophesying the fall of the Soviet Union in the year 1740, before America was even a nation, and more than 150 years before the Bolshevik Revolution ever took place. And not only is such a prophecy amazing because of the centuries that passed between Ezekiel's prediction and Alexander the Great's fulfillment of the prophecy, but the detail involving the very use of stones, timber, and dust, or the dirt excavated from the mainland city, being used to build a bridge to reach the island city, something that was thought to be impossible to do at the time, and even seems improbable in hindsight, yet history tells us it happened. And history also details the fact that this supposedly impossible tactic by Alexander not only happened, but it was a fulfillment of the words of the Bible in Ezekiel 26. The Bible is an amazing book and is undeniable evidence for God.